that further proceedings under the roll call be dispensed with and the sergeant-at-arms be instructed to bring in the absent members.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. The motion prevails. The sergeant-at-arms will bring in the absent members. Today's chaplain is the Reverend Paul Rogers from Minneapolis, Minnesota. Following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Let us pray. God of life and light, we ask for your blessing upon these women and men of the Minnesota Senate, the staff, and all who serve our state with this body. We are grateful for circumstances that have led to the prospect of budget surpluses. Now we ask for an even greater surplus, but of a different kind. Bless us with such a surplus of equality that not only is its truth self-evident, but also its reality is experienced by all people. Bless our state with an overabundance of life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. Lift high our lamp, let it shine excessively brightly for our own tired and poor, our own huddled masses, our own homeless and tempest-tossed, yearning to breathe free. Yes, bless the people of the Senate, O God, so that when the session is over, all will know they sought to establish a surplus of justice, domestic tranquility, general welfare, and the blessings of liberty for us and our posterity. Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic.
Shalom.
Thanks to you again, Shalom. Secretary will take the roll.
Anderson, Bach, Benson, Bonhoff, Brown, Carlson, Chamberlain, Champion, Clausen, Cohen, Dahl, Dames, Dibble, Dietzick, Eaton, Eakin, Fischbach, Franzen, Gazelka, Goodwin, Hall, Han, Herr, Hayden, Hoffman, Housley, Ingebretson, Jensen, Johnson, Kent, Kiffmeyer, Kunin, Latz, Limmer, Laurie, Marty, Metzen, Miller, Nelson, Newman, Nino, Ortman, Osmick, Pappas, Peterson J., Peterson B., Pratt, Reinert, Rest, Rosen, Rude, Saxhog, Scalzi, Schmidt, Senjum, Sharon, Sieben, Skoy, Sparks, Stumpf, Thompson, Tomasoni, Torres Ray, Weber, Westrom, Wieger, and Wickland.
A quorum is present. We move to the second order of business, executive and official communications. Please take note. The fifth order of business, reports of committees. Senator Sieben.
Madam President, I move that the committee reports printed in the agenda be adopted.
All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. The eighth order of business, introduction and first reading of Senate bills. The bills listed on today's introduction calendar are given their first reading and referred as indicated. Ninth order of business, motions and resolutions. These are author motions that will be adopted as one motion. All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Metzen.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that Senate File 1689 be withdrawn from the Committee on State and Local Governments. And we refer to the Committee on Finance. I've talked to the...
Senator Gazelka, for what reason does the gentleman rise?
Thank you, Madam President. This was heard in Commerce yesterday, and I just would like a reason why we're doing that. We did re-refer it to your committee, and so I just want to get some background.
Senator Metzen.
The commissioner called yesterday and said that they withdrew their objection to the bill. And that's why it was going to Senator Pappas's committee, but there's no reason to do that now that I'm aware.
Okay. On the Metzen motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Sieben.
Madam President, I move on behalf of you that Senate File 2050 be withdrawn from the Committee on State and Local Government and referred to the Committee on Finance. And it's my understanding that you have talked to Senator Cohen about this.
Senator Housley.
Thank you, Madam President. I'd like to ask Senator Pappas a question.
Could you ask Senator Steben and see if she could answer it?
Sure. To the motion, we're taking Senate File 2050 out of state and local government, yet it's got 41 pages of policy. So I'm just wondering, is this bill going to be heard in a policy committee?
Senator Steben.
Madam President, this is the Women's Economic Security Act, as it's commonly referred to, and it's my understanding that there is a fiscal impact. So first it would be heard in finance and then later heard in state and local government.
Madam President, so is it going to be heard in state and local government after finance?
Senator Rest here. Senator Reinert, would you come up here for a minute, please, so I can answer this question?
Senator Pappas.
Thank you, Mr. President and Senator Housley. This will be handled like an omnibus bill. Each of the bills are being heard in policy committee separately. So they'll be either passed or not passed by the policy committee, and then they'll be reassembled in the finance committee, and then if it's passed the finance committee, it'll be brought to the floor as an omnibus bill.
Senator okay. Housley?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Just one more thing. Any changes that are made by the policy committees will then be incorporated into the final package.
Thank you, Senator Pappas. Senator Senjum.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would Senator Pappas yield?
Senator Pappas will yield. Senator Senjum.
Senator Pappas, respectfully, I didn't understand what you just said. Does this mean it's going to finance, but will it then come back to local, state and local government? Is that the case? I mean, will there be a policy committee review of this?
Senator Pappas, before you begin, I know we're early in session, but I'll just remind you that we address questions and comments to the president, not to individual members. Senator Pappas.
Thank you, Mr. President and Senator Senjum. There are 15 separate bills in the package, and they all have been introduced separately and are being heard now by policy committees in the House and the Senate. They will then be sent to the Finance Committee and be gathered together under this omnibus bill with the changes recommended by the policy committee. So it's being handled as an omnibus bill. So no, it will not go to state and local government, but the bills that are appropriate to go to state and local government will be heard there prior to this package being taken up.
Senator Senjum. Mr. President, thank you, Mr. Senator Pappas.
Senator Pappas, thank you. Anything else under this item on this motion? If not, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Those opposed, motions are adopted.
Senate Resolution 168 will be referred to the Rules Committee. Are there any announcements? Without objection, the following senators will be excused from today's session. Senator Ress, Kiffmeyer, Peterson, Jay, Bach, and Champion. Any announcements? Senator Steben.
Madam President, I move that the Senate do now adjourn until Thursday, March 6th at 11 a.m.
All those in favor of that motion, say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. The Senate stands adjourned.